Hey, this is Molly Adams for YouthCast. Lock and load. Let's go. Is there such a thing as good hair? Stephanie Perry of KFAI Youth News in St. Paul, Minnesota, asks that question in her report from her summer of journalism classes. Black women's hair became the talk of the nation earlier this year when Chris Rock released the documentary Good Hair. It showed a world of hairstyling choices the likes that people of all different cultures and races had never even known about. It was a little controversial, if you haven't heard of it. Supporters and critics thought it seemed to condemn black women for spending so much money on weaves, extensions, and tracks. Some people just thought it was funny. Stephanie adds her view to this cultural exploration in her feature for KFAI Youth News. She succinctly and straightforwardly defines hairstyling terms that not every person is familiar with, and then she hits the streets and finds out from women how they wear their hair and how they feel when people ask them whether it is real or not. This feature is fun, it's funny, and it pushes the limits of personal boundaries. This is There Such a Thing as Good Hair? By Stephanie Perry of KFAI Youth News in St. Paul.
In my neighborhood in North Minneapolis, there's a braiding shop on almost every corner. It is all too common to see hordes of African-American women entering shops with short, natural hair, but leaving with long, flowing tresses. Hair extensions, commonly referred to as weaves, appear to be popular among this crowd of women. I have often wondered why they work so hard to cover their natural hair. Seeking answers, I went to the Camden neighborhood. I was among business people chatting on their Blackberries, bustling shoppers, and the sounds of the Metro Transit buses making their routes when I first questioned LaVon, a young African-American woman, about this hair trend.
I don't like doing my hair, and I don't want to relax my natural hair.
LaVon was sporting black and brown micros. Micros are easily manageable tiny braids that are woven into your real hair, but aren't braided all the way down the strand. Some women follow her sentiments exactly. They just don't feel up to doing their hair. There are all types of weaves out there. There's kinky twist, which are yarn-like braids that are threaded into your hair. And then there's sew-ins, which are rows of hair sewed onto braids on your natural hair. And glue-ins, which are pieces of hair glued onto your scalp. And then there's wigs, just the whole hairstyle put onto your head. Nekka, a woman who wore glue-ins, or tracks, had different reasoning for wearing weave.
I don't know. I want long, pretty hairstyles, and I don't like my hair being short. I hate short hair.
Nekka and her friend Thelma, a woman who had blonde braids woven into her own darker hair, started wearing weaves at the same age.
What, 13, I think?
Yeah, I was doing it 13, long before it became popular.
Thelma had yet another reason for changing her hair.
I cut my hair off one time, and I put the braids in it so it could grow back. And once it started growing back, I didn't know how to fix it, so I kept the braids.
Sometimes, people come up to them and ask them about the authenticity of their hair. Nekka says she didn't care, and that she would even proudly declare that her hair was store-bought. But Thelma is insulted.
What's rude is when people ask you, is that your hair, because it's not their business. They're asking you because they want to put you in a category because you're black, you can't have long hair. But long hair do run in my family. My sisters have long hair, and it's not their business if it is weave or not. And I don't know them, so they don't have no business coming to me asking me that.
Lucretia Grant, a full-time student at Augsburg College studying psychology and sociology, recently did a similar study paper concerning black women and their hair through the McNair Scholar Program. She conducted interviews with 13 Twin Cities women to collect stories of their hair.
I talk about the language that was used in my interviews and what significance the language that we as black women use to describe our hair. Words like nappy, natural hair, good hair, and the term butters. I really flesh those out and really think about what those meanings are. And really what I came up with that was that, like, the language that we use really puts in the categories of good and bad hair. Black hair, which is known as nappy, or hair that's in its most natural state, nappy or kinky hair, is not good hair, basically. It's bad hair. And while none of these women said outright that their hair was bad or that they thought black hair was bad hair, it was. You know, all the words they used to describe it did not sound good. And later found out that they weren't good. And good hair was basically the opposite of black hair.
So, Lucretia concluded that African-American women think black hair is bad. But what do African-American men think?
Do you think females are more attractive with weave?
No, they bald-headed.
That was Emmanuel, also known as Man, to his friend. He finds women with weave extremely unattractive. Emmanuel even goes so far as comparing having a hair weave to lying.
Yes, that is very deceitful. That's like me just saying, you know, oh, I got a car. Then when I come get you, I'm on the bus.
I asked Emmanuel what length of hair he would prefer to have a girl he was attracted to possess.
I just got a preference for girls with real hair. It could be really short or really long as it's really theirs.
Another guy, Anthony, agrees.
I just like an all-natural woman, that's all. I don't want none of that stuff. I want all-natural. I give her a chance, but I want the hair to come out. Yeah, I want all-natural.
Standing about 3 feet from him was a young man, DeAndre, who felt pretty impassive about the girls that he likes wearing weave.
They cool, as long as it don't look ratchet or nothing.
Ratchet is a term meaning messed up or disgusting, by the way. I also spoke to an older woman named Diane. She wore her hair closely cropped to her head and in small blonde curls. Diane had an interesting response as to why she did not wear weave.
Because the work I do.
What exactly do you do?
I work in food business, catering. So I like to keep my hair cut short. I don't have time for all that glamour stuff. I'd have to get up 2 hours early when I have to be at work at 5 to, you know, put all that stuff in and everything. So I just like to wear mine like it is.
Ms. Grant also had results concerning women and weave.
I found with covering the hair, it was a way to further assimilate to a white beauty standard.
Ms. Grant has uncovered yet another reason for the trend. African-American women that wear weave seem to want to assimilate to what white society is saying is beautiful, which happens to be the polar opposite to the style of their natural hair. There are many reasons for the weave wearing trend. Some women like its ease, others feel more confident, and others still just want what they feel society calls good hair. Now, looking at those women who bombard the hair shops on my block, I wonder just what their specific motive is. As I've come to realize, everyone has their own reasoning for following the trend. With KFAI Youth News Initiative, I'm Stephanie Perry.
That was Is There Such a Thing as Good Hair by Stephanie Perry of KFAI Youth News in St. Paul. Please hit up our website, youthcast.org, because there is an exclusive email interview with Stephanie up there. I bet you don't have as many beauty shops on your street as she does.
This has been Molly Adams for YouthCast, a project of Generation PRX. Generation PRX is a website devoted to supporting, connecting, and distributing youth-produced radio. Check it out at generationprx.org.
Thanks for listening, and if you want more young people stuff in your life, point your internet starship to youthcast.org or to facebook.com/youthcast. This has been YouthCast, where radio makes you wish you were young again.